Hey there. We at Blue Wire just wanted to take a second to thank you for listening to this podcast. We know everything outside is pretty scary and uncertain, but we're committed to helping you get through your day by talking about the sports and teams that you love most. If you're looking for more great podcasts to distract you, check out BlueWirePods.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the podcast and stay safe.
This is a Web Canopy Studio production.
Welcome back, Dropping the Gloves, or as I like to call it, DTG! Remember Flavor Flav? Maybe he's before your time.
No, I remember.
Flavor Flav!
Flavor Flav! I wasn't allowed to watch his show. I was too young, but I remember.
What was it called? Something Love?
Flavor of Love.
Flavor of Love. That was the one where that girl spit in another girl's mouth. Yuck.
That was such a trashy show.
Oh, I loved it though. I liked Hoops. She was my favorite.
Okay, I didn't watch it.
You weren't invested like I was?
I was too young. I wasn't allowed. I would have gotten in trouble.
That's true. I think that was during my college, maybe pre-college. I don't know. It was MTV, so I must have been in the States. But anyways, shout out to Flavor Flav. Do you know when I was in an elevator one time? It was right at the end of my career. I was playing with St. John's and I jumped in this elevator. And I looked beside me, and there was a guy. He had his hat cocked low, but he had cornrows popping out the back of his hat. And I was like, man, that guy looks familiar. And so finally, it was in like some podunk town like Binghamton or something. And I'm like, hey, man, like, why do I know you? And he goes, I'm Coolio. And it was Coolio.
No way.
Gangster's Paradise, Coolio. That's like, I was like, I think I took a picture of him. It was cool. Coolio, man. You don't know rap. Kids these days don't understand rap.
Coolio changed. I don't.
They don't know rap. It's all synthesized garbage. They don't get it. Kids don't get it these days. Listen to some Coolio. That'll put some hair on your chest.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
All right, John.
So should we touch on hockey's slowly inching? I wouldn't even say inching. I would say metering or footing, whatever system you'd like to use, metric or English. It's getting close to this thing could happen. Don't you think?
It could happen. I mean, every day it seems, I don't know. I mean, like every day that it doesn't happen decreases the chances, right? Like even if they're putting stuff in motion, the clock is running, you know? And at this point, there's pretty much no chance to have a full season next year where they're talking about January, December start for next. I don't know. You know, it's like we said with the coronavirus thing. Smarter people than us are figuring this thing out. But
well, what I did find was interesting was we interviewed one of my former coaches for a little special kind of program we're doing. Or a little special series. I don't know. I don't want to give it away, but he did mention what he let loose was July 10th. Did you pick up on that?
Yeah.
It's where they're shooting for training camp. So that's the date where it looks like the league has given to the teams. Like, this is when we want you to start training camp. A tentative date is July 10th. So that's exciting. I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah. And God, it would be so cool to have hockey back. They already laid out the format, so fans are just foaming at the mouth right now at the possibility of some of these play-in games.
It is going to be wild. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. So I know we already did the playoff scenario and this and that, but like two or three of these first-round series are exciting. Like, I can't get over Calgary-Winnipeg. Seems like a second- or third-round matchup. And then Chicago and Edmonton. Like, those two series are just – there's so many storylines. It's so interesting. And I can't – if it does happen, it's going to be so fun to watch. It'll be interesting because there's so many things to focus on. A, it's the playoffs. B, you're just going to be pinpointing in on all these players, or is he in shape? Why is he doing this? There's always going to be an excuse of why a team doesn't win, obviously, but it's just going to be like, wow, that guy must've been really hammering it hard during the break, or that guy must've been, you know, chucking down cheeseburgers like it was his job during the break. So it'll be so fascinating to see which team comes out on fire and which team is just slow and can't really get up to speed quick enough. Then they're gone. It's not like you have all this time to kind of mess around. If you lose 1-2 games in a row, you're done. In the best of five, like, you're absolutely done.
Did you see the dynamic between the Hurricanes and the Rangers and the voting and everything?
No, I did not.
So the Hurricanes were one of two teams, I think, that voted against the playoff format. And the reason was they're slated to play against the Rangers, who are kind of surging and are also 4-0 against the Canes this year. So now the Hurricanes, who have had a great season, have to go play Artemi Panarin and Zibanejad, who are 4-0 against them this year, and their playoff hopes are just not looking good right now.
That is, yeah, the other team to vote against it, the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, don't blame them.
I wouldn't blame them either, but it is funny. Who do the Rangers play in net? They have three, like, stalwart goaltenders. You have to go with Lundqvist, I would imagine. Go back to the old hat. Let him, you know,
give it a go. Lundqvist with a short leash, though. You know, like, we're not riding you out. It's just that you got to perform or you're gone.
Yeah, he gets a couple periods. If he's shaky, we're going to the young kids. Man, that's exciting. It's so exciting. I think Carolina will prevail in that series just because they picked up so many good players. I just can't see them failing. They'd be like the Columbus Blue Jackets this year, where Columbus just went for broke last year and they upset Tampa Bay great, but then they kind of just petered out. But yeah, what an exciting time we're coming into. It'd be great if this does happen. I'm still kind of on the fence. If it happens, it does. Like, who knows, but it's getting closer. Yeah. Like you said, every day that it doesn't get canceled is a good thing. Coronavirus is, I don't know, it's slowly going away. I don't really keep tabs on the death counts or anything. Obviously, everyone's distracted, rightfully so, these days. So who knows? Maybe hockey is going to slide in there and play their games. That'd be very exciting.
It would be cool. Give us something good to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. Rather than the player comparisons, which are exciting, but oh, my goodness. The fans love it.
Yeah.
Tons of feedback. Like, crazy. Like, I'm talking, everybody and their brother is reaching out to me like, I can't believe you picked Lindros over Burray. You're a joke, this and that. It's like, man, Lindros is the man. What do you want me to do? Burray, he was a great player, but Lindros is a stud. I met Eric Lindros, too. I would consider him a friend.
How tall is he? He's, what, 6'5"?
6'5".
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't consider him a good friend, but if I saw him again, I'd say, hey, Eric, shake his hand. How are you? Good seeing you again.
So this one we're doing today, I'm pretty fired up about. And I you always say you feel bad for me, but there's no way you come out ahead in this one. I'm ready to go.
Are you? On a scale of 1 to 10,
confidence? 9.5. 0.5 really? For any X factors that you might have. I don't know.
But I don't know how you were that like, when we were doing these, this was my tap-in. This is one I didn't even have to do any research on. I was like, it's a no-brainer. It's a tap-in. Would you like me to go first, or should we battle around like a ping pong ball this time?
Well, no, just start it off, and I'll just tell you why you're wrong.
All right. So we're going to do goaltenders. We've done defensemen. We've done forwards. Now we're going to do goaltenders. We're doing the two arguably greatest goaltenders, both of the same generation, Patrick Waugh, Martin Brodeur. Both French goalies, both have a ton of wins, both have a ton of records. Very different styles, very different styles. Waugh was a more flamboyant showcase goalie, kind of caught him, you know, kind of got him in trouble a little bit. Remember he did the showboat play versus the Wings that one time where he's like, I got it. Then he dropped the puck and I can't remember who tapped it in. Someone tapped it in for a goal in the playoffs, mind you. So strike one versus Waugh, a little too confident. But anyway, so I got Marty Brodeur. When I was preparing for this, I thought it would be closer. I thought it would be a lot more difficult to state my case because I was like, oh, wow, he has to be right up with Marty Brodeur in all the stats. He might even have better stats in some categories. He doesn't. When you look at strictly stats, not even including international play, not even including individual awards, when you're just doing stats – if I'm an analytical guy, Brodeur beats him hands down. Waugh's not even close. Wins, Brodeur, 691. Waugh, 551. And I know Brodeur played more games, but he didn't play that many more games. To make up 140 wins, that's going to take you four seasons, five seasons, maybe. Like, that's a lot of wins to make up. Shutouts. Brodeur, number one on the list with 125. 125 shutouts. Waugh, he's got to be top three, right? Top four, top five? Oh, no, Waugh is 15th on the list with 66. Brodeur lapped him in shutouts. In the NHL, during the same era, this isn't a goalie who played in the 30s when the puck didn't even get off the ice. This is two guys playing in the same era, and one goalie lapped the other guy in shutouts. Wins. So when you think of a goalie, 40 win seasons, that's kind of the marker, right? If I can get the 40 wins as a goalie, that's a heck of a season. Patrick Waugh did that once. 1 year in his whole illustrious career did Patrick Waugh have 40 wins or more. That sounds strange, right? You would think Waugh would have five, six, seven seasons with 40 wins or more. Marty Brodeur did it eight times. Eight seasons, Martin Brodeur had 40 wins. One season, he had 48. That's crazy. Patty Waugh only had one. The next highest was three. Braden Holtby, Sawchuk had it. There was a handful who had three. Waugh didn't even get two. He had one. It's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. But, oh, Patty Waugh, he's such a good goalie. He's got to have a better save percentage than Brodeur. No. Neither of them have a historically good save percentage. But Brodeur's got him by 0.3. Brodeur's is 2.24. Waugh's is 2.54. Oh, but Waugh's got to have a better goals against. No. Brodeur is top 10 all time. You know where Patty Waugh is? 59th. I had to scroll to the next page to get Patty Waugh. Brodeur is 0.912. I didn't even know. He's 59th. 59th. Brodeur, he's got 47 points. He's got two Genos. Patty Waugh, he took the puck to center ice one time. He got a penalty. Doesn't even have a goal under his belt. Zero goals. Take that, Waugh. Oh, okay. You want to talk international. Waugh was the goalie for Team Canada in 1998. They had all the studs. They didn't even get a medal. They didn't even medal. They came something like sixth. It was embarrassing. It was the one stain on Canada's international mark. Oh, Brodeur, 2002, gold. Oh, that Olympics? Do you know why Waugh didn't go? Because he was afraid he wasn't going to be the number one goalie, so he weenied out, and he didn't even want to go. He's like, oh, if I'm not the starter, I'm not going to go. You want that guy as your goalie where he doesn't want a little healthy competition? What a joke. I don't like it. Brodeur, number one in all major stats, won a ton of cups, ton of all-stars. I didn't even go in his individual records. I just went straight stats and Olympic play. I could go down the list of his Veznas and his goaltending accomplishments with his awards. I don't even need to. Plus, he's got a heck of a endorsement deal going with one of those car rental places.
Enterprise.
I laugh every time I see the commercials. Case closed. We shouldn't even. Tim, do you even want to embarrass yourself? Dropping the gloves. Dropping the gloves. Dropping the gloves. John Scott. There's no shortage of action going on at our exclusive partner, Bet Online. NASCAR is back. And Bet Online has hundreds of other games, events, and sports to get in on. You can still bet on simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC events 24/7. Or you can participate in a $10,000 Madden Bracket Challenge. March Madness-style NFL simulation tournament you can enter for free. For free! And live right now on Bet Online's YouTube channel, you'll find an exclusive interview with ex-Chicago Bulls Ron Harper, Horace Grant, Bill Cartwright, and Craig Hodges to discuss the Michael Jordan documentary on what they're calling the final dance. So visit betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus and check out all the action. Bet Online, your online wagering solution.
I feel like you're trying to set up like the 8 mile thing. Like, yeah, what are you going to say that I haven't already said, right? You want to talk about stats?
Well,
let's talk about Stanley Cups.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Patrick Waugh, 4 to Brodeur's 3. More Stanley Cups. Isn't that the most? I mean, I could almost finish the argument right there. How about this? All-Star games. Waugh got way more. Here's some Waugh records. Most playoff games by a goaltender by a lot. Most playoff wins by a goaltender than a lot. Waugh has 3 Conn Smythe. I'm going to pause there for a second. Think about that. The playoff MVP that came with a Stanley Cup championship. Waugh did it 3 times. Talk about elevating your game, taking it to the next level. The best goaltender on the planet. How many times did Brodeur do that? 2? No. 1? He must have got 1. Nope. 0. Not 1 ever. How about this? If you want to take stats out of the equation for a second, think about Brodeur played in a new era where the pads are just ginormous compared to what Waugh started his career with. I mean, you want to talk about blocking the net, covering the butterfly, like the pads were just, it's apples and oranges thinking about Waugh starting his career much earlier, having the smaller pads. He didn't have the big giant pillow cushion that Brodeur just got comfortable with. I mean, that alone is kind of, the game was different. And Waugh was making just silly saves, putting up silly numbers when goalies weren't supposed to do that kind of stuff. He sort of paved the way for Brodeur to even do that. Here's another crazy thing when you think about the era that they played in. Like you said, it was the same era, and they overlap for sure. But Waugh did start earlier at a time where they didn't have shootouts. They had ties. So Brodeur has all these crazy win numbers, and credit to him for doing it. But Waugh never got that opportunity because they would just end the game in a tie. So how many of Brodeur's wins came in a shootout or overtime where Waugh didn't have that opportunity, right? Wow, more playoff wins. And his is kind of like the little cherry on top compared to like just playoff performance, Conn Smythe, Stanley Cups, playoff records, playoff wins, all that stuff. When they played each other head-to-head 2001, it was two of the all-time just GOATs going head-to-head against each other. Who won that matchup? Patrick Waugh. And he won the Conn Smythe 3 times, like I said. I mean, if you want to go on volume or longevity, Brodeur, like he stuck around longer. He had a long career. He put up some good numbers in that time. But there was no one on the planet who could touch Waugh when he was doing his best. And he did it for a long time, too. He was not a flash in the pan. He didn't have, like, 600. How many wins did you say? But 500. He's second. While putting up better numbers in the playoffs, winning more Stanley Cups. The Conn Smythe thing for me is what puts it just far and away. Argument done at this point. I agree it's not close. I disagree on where your kind of head's at with that, but I think like usual, we're gonna have to let the fans decide. But I don't see any way that Brodeur could be considered a better goalie than Patrick Waugh.
Well, so if you're a goalie, what's the goalie trophy that means you're the best goalie in the league?
I would say the Conn Smythe for winning the Stanley Cup. Don't come at me with regular season statistics. Yeah, Brodeur had one more Vezina than Waugh. If you're gonna have an argument on that, don't.
I'm just saying the award for best goaltender of the whole league out of all the goalies on the planet Earth. I think that's called a Vezina, and Marty, we won 4, right?
Yes, he did. Waugh won 3.
Yeah. And he was nominated. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He was nominated for the Vezina 9 times.
So was Waugh.
And he won 4. So it's a pretty good career. I would say 4 is more than 3. I'm not a mathematician, but that's what I would say. I'm just saying. You can lean on your Conn Smythe all you want.
Conn Smythe. Don't brush that under the rug. Like, oh, that's cute little Conn Smythe.
No, it's a very great accomplishment. But when you look at a goaltender, what's the stats you look at? Wins, shutouts, goals against, save percentage.
In a season, sure. In a career, you look at playoff performance and cups. And then Conn Smythe, like, you don't even consider that because, like, what are the chances that a goalie wins a Conn Smythe even once? Let alone 3 times. Are you kidding me? That's like, if we're scaling this, that just outweighs everything that you just said.
It's very impressive to win 3 Conn Smythes. I agree.
I mean, I think one of those Conn Smythes is worth 5 Vezina wins.
Ooh, that's a bold strategy, because there's other goalies who didn't win a cup who are very, very good, who I would say are better than Patrick Waugh.
Hold on. There's only two goalies that you could even make an argument for that are better than Patrick Waugh, and that's
Hasek did win one. I think
Hasek.
Yeah, I think Hasek is better than Waugh as well. But let's just stick to these two. I think it's plain as day, and you can lean on yes, Waugh did do better in the playoffs, so I'll give you that.
Oh, thank you for giving me that.
But it doesn't mean he's a better goalie. Brodeur skunked him when it was the Olympics, when all the best players are there, when you're playing against all the best competition from every country in the whole world. And Watt laid an egg, didn't even win a medal with Team Canada. Brodeur took that very similar team 4 years later and won a gold. What do you think about that?
I mean, the 98, was the 98 you said?
Yeah, 98.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like just a Watt thing. The entire team, like, that was an embarrassment for Canada across the board. That's like a national shame thing.
He choked. When you don't win a medal and your team Canada and you leaned on Waugh, like, that's a big oopsie. Brodeur took a few interchangeable players here and there. It took a Canada team with the same amount of talent, one gold. That speaks volumes to me.
You know, in your argument last week, you tried to tell me that the only reason Sakic won the cup was because Waugh carried him in the playoffs. His goaltending experiences, that's what really matters. And now you're trying to argue and say that's not really that big of a point.
No, I said he did really well. He's unbelievable in the playoffs. But when you are comparing goalies, Waugh, Brodeur, just from a straight character level, Brodeur is a much more upstanding citizen. Waugh's a quitter. He did it in Montreal. He did it with Team Canada. He did it with Colorado. He doesn't stick things out through and through. Colorado as a coach, excuse me. So, and Brodeur, he stayed with the same franchise his whole career. Guy's just a class act. And then he has better stats across the board. You can make up the – well, on Sundays when it was above 60, Waugh was better. You got it, Tim. You got it. There you go. You win that one. But if you look at a career, which we're doing, who's the better goalie?
Waugh.
I think the answer is just right in your face.
So how do we settle this then?
A fist fight.
Yeah.
Is your shoulder better? Can we do that?
No. I was thinking, like, do you think if both your arms were tied behind your back, could I beat you up?
No, my legs are crazy long.
So are mine.
Not as long as mine. Yeah. But you got a bum shoulder, you said, too.
Yeah, it's my strong shoulder, too.
And I just think pure aggression factor, I would just overcome you. Yeah, I would mount you fully and headbutt you until you passed out. Is it a headbutt or a headbutt?
Headbutt.
I would headbutt you until you passed out. That would be my key point.
there's your new catchphrase. I'm going to headbutt that guy.
I have so many words like that where I'm not sure the actual pronunciation. I just make up my own. I throw a letter in, and I don't even know if it's right or wrong. But I say it with such conviction that people don't even really call me on it.
You want to hear a funny story about that? Like, when you're a little kid, I remember being like real little, like elementary school or something, and you hear a word that you've never heard before, you kind of assume that it's like a naughty word that you're not supposed to say, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's an adult word. I'm never going to say that. And I would get in trouble if I said any swears or whatever, bathroom talk. So you hear a word, you're like, oh, that can't be a good word. And I heard a word when I was like, whatever, 7 years old. And the word was perm, like a haircut. And I thought for like 10 years that the perm was some kind of like, just, you know, inappropriate, like sexual thing that I was just like, oh my God. Like, and people would say it on TV shows. And I thought that was like them like pushing the boundaries. Like, it would be, someone would say perm on Boy Meets World. And I'd be like, I hope my mom doesn't walk in when they're talking about perms in the show. And it, like, when I was like in high school, I finally figured out what a perm was.
Did you ever tell it to other people? Like, hey, perm.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Probably.
Perm it up. That's funny. That's funny. All right, Tim. Well, I think we beat this Waugh Brodeur thing to death. I'm excited to see I already know what the results will be. I mean, I'm undefeated in these player face-off. So I already know Brodeur is going to win. So we'll let the fans decide, as we always do.
Yes, sir.
And then you're going on a road trip, Tim. This is exciting.
Yeah, I leave today's
Friday.
Right. Yeah, Friday. So I leave tomorrow, man. It's like
tomorrow. Are you all packed? Ready to
not
go?
Not at all. I'm gonna pack this afternoon. I'm picking a rental car, so I'm picking my car up at 6:30. Cause I'm just like I don't want to worry about my car, and I don't want to worry about damaging it and putting miles on it. So I'm driving from Michigan through northern Michigan across the Upper Peninsula, through like Minnesota and North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, all the national parks, all the mountains and stuff. And just, I'm like, if I can work remotely, then why stay in my little apartment, you know? So going on an adventure.
I love it. Are you going to be able to record remotely?
I made a little list of stuff I have to like make sure I pack and bring in. The podcast equipment's coming with.
Not that it's a big piece of equipment, but yeah. That's going to be exciting.
I know. I'm going to be so annoying. I'm just going to talk about this trip nonstop for like a year. You're going to hate me.
Are you going to bring a tent, or are you going to hotel it, or what are you doing?
I have a tent. I have an air mattress. I have a cot. I also got one of those little hammocks that you set up between trees.
Oh, yeah.
You got a little in a go bag. But
yeah,
I'm planning on staying at like Airbnbs. Like I'm looking – like Fargo, North Dakota is one of the nights I'm going to stay. It's – Airbnbs are like $40 there, so it's just like
it's easy to
keep the cost low. And if I hit some national parks, I'm sure I'll do some camping too, which I haven't really done before.
Let's do a segment in the show. Where is Tim? Like, where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
Oh yeah.
Then you do a fun fact from that city you're in.
Maybe share some stories from the road.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put a blog up, and I'm gonna try to do every day or every couple of days if you want to follow my journey.
Not too closely, but yes, we'll just talk about it on the podcast, Tim. I think that's where we'll leave it. I got a baby on the way. I can't be reading blogs. Like, we got stuff going on.
Yeah, you sort of mentioned it. Maybe just formally announce, like, when's this coming, and you want to share anything about what's happening?
I would say a month.
Yeah.
A month, we're due. Number six is due. My wife is pregnant. I would assume everyone knows. I talk about it kind of in a roundabout way. But yeah, there's been no social media announcement.
Is she holding up okay?
Yeah, she's doing great. She's
a pro now.
She's a pro. She knows what she's doing. So she knows when to take a rest. She knows when to kind of relax or when she can go. So yeah, my wife is a champ. She really is. So yes, we're very excited. Number six on the way. We don't know the sex. So we'll keep you posted when we find that out. Could be girl number six or boy number one. I don't know.
Can't wait.
I can't wait either. But I also can't wait for the results of this podcast. So please vote honest and vote often. Can you vote more than once? I don't even know.
You cannot. You cannot.
Okay. I got to once again call my friends and tell them to vote for me. I think we had like 6,000 votes last week. This is exciting.
By the way, I vote with my personal account, but I don't vote with the Drop in the Gloves account because that's a neutral account. It's both of us. I'm not going to.
You do? Do you vote?
I vote for myself. Yeah, but yeah.
I won the last one then because I won the Pronger Niedermeyer then because you voted for yourself and we tied.
You voted for yourself too.
No, I did not.
I'm sure that you did.
Go and check the votes. I did not.
All right. Well, potential conspiracy here.
Oh, asterisk. Okay. I like that.
I'll check it out.
There goes my tie on my record. I'm now 3-0.
Oh, no.
Wow. Unbelievable.
We'll see.
This is going to be 4-0 after this one.
Okay, we'll see.
All right, Tim. Well, hey, have a safe drive tomorrow. We'll be thinking about you. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Stay safe, my man. Are you bringing a gun?
No.
Just two of them, right? Just two?
Yeah.
On each shoulder? You said that with such conviction.
I just looked down. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, one, two.
Bring a hunting gun. Right.
That's funny. All right, everybody. Well, I hope you enjoyed our latest podcast. We also got episode 100 next week. That's a big deal.
We got that. We got some big stuff coming around the corner. Can't wait to share that.
Yeah, there's a reason these latest episodes have been a little shorter. We're working on something pretty cool that we think everyone will like. So stay tuned. It'll be pretty, pretty fun. Wish Tim a good trip, and we'll talk to everybody next week. Thanks, everybody. Cheers.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Make sure you're following the show on Twitter at @dropping_gloves for episode highlights, behind the scenes content, sneak peeks, and giveaways. Check out johnscottallstar.com/shop for merchandise including t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and so much more. And please, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It's so important to helping us grow so we can keep delivering the hockey content and interviews with the players you love. Thanks, and see you next time.